Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shom Reimun in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment of Chametz on Pesach. We were discussing yesterday the concept of achshaveh, that if there's a mixture that contains chametz, that is not considered a food, even we don't even think a dog would eat it, but then a person comes and eats it, they would be in violation of eating chametz on Pesach because since they ate it, they render it food. And we mentioned yesterday that medicine does not, that clause does not include medicines. That if a person consumed a mixture which contains chametz for medicinal purposes, we don't think that they're treating it as food. We think they're treating it as medication. And the same way that your average person on the street wouldn't consider it food, they're also not considering it food. Okay, if that's the case, then the question is obvious. Why do you have all these lists that talk about what medicines include chametz on Pesach, what medicines don't include chametz? What difference does it make? We said achshaveh doesn't apply by medicine. So I think there are different answers to this question. To be clear, not all halakhic authorities agree with the extent that such lists are necessary. Maybe we'll get into that in a few minutes. But let's go step by step. It's true that if there's chametz in a mixture and a person is consuming it for the purposes of their health and not for food purposes, it could very well not be considered chametz. Let's say the chametz in the mixture is there for the purposes of providing flavor to the mixture. When you think about it, many cough syrups, certainly children's medications, many other things, when they have chametz in them, actually the role that chametz is playing in those mixtures is to provide flavor. It's hard to say that that doesn't count as chametz. I mean, we certainly associate flavor with food. So if that wheat is what makes the person better, it's part of the actual medicine, that's one thing. If that alcohol base is what's making the medicine sweet and that a child's going to want to eat it or swallow it, that could very well be a different thing. So that's, I think, at least part of the equation for why there are concerns with chametz in medicine on Pesach. Now, there's a whole separate issue with medicine and chametz on Pesach. That is that in general, for halachos regarding kosher and non-kosher and things of that sort, there's a very significant distinction in halacha between achila kederach and achila shelo kederach, eating in the normal manner and eating in an abnormal manner. If there's a non-kosher food and I cut it into pieces and I chew it and I swallow it, heaven forbid, I am absolutely in violation of eating a non-kosher food. Let's say I eat it in an abnormal manner. Let's say it's a food that's normally chewed and swallowed and I just swallow it down whole. That is normally considered achila shelo kederach, consumption in an abnormal way. We say that achila shelo kederach is rabbinically prohibited and not prohibited from the Torah. Okay, if it's rabbinically prohibited, that still means it's prohibited. But there's another thing. The rabbis say that items which are rabbinically prohibited, they lift the prohibition when it's for health purposes. So if there's something that I'm consuming for medicinal purposes, and the only prohibition on it is rabbinic in the first place, the general rule is the rabbis lift that restriction. Now, define medicinal purposes. So basically what we say is if the person has halachic status as a chola, which means that if they wouldn't be taking this medication, their health would deteriorate. Certainly if their life would be at risk, certainly. But even a far cry from their life being at risk, if they would be bedridden because they would feel so weak, then medication that they're taking to avoid that result, or if they feel that way, medication they're taking to help themselves feel better, is called medicine in halacha. And as long as they're consuming it shelo kederach in an abnormal manner, that means that as is, the prohibition is only rabbinic, and the rabbis lift the prohibition for the sake of the well-being of the chola, of the halachically classified ill person. Now, that covers pills that one swallows. Now, if those pills are flavored, it really doesn't cover it because the flavor is something that we benefit from and enjoy. That's called achilas kederach, a normal manner of consumption, a normal manner of benefit. But if it's a non-flavored swallow pill that's taken to help someone who would halakhically be classified as a chola, then the rabbinic prohibition is lifted. So that means any prescription medication, generally speaking, if it's a pill that's swallowed, you're really fine. And you don't have to worry about if it has chametz in it or not. On the other hand, if it's something that's, if it's a liquid, so when you drink that liquid, that is kederach. So that's, we're much more sensitive about. So that's why you'll find, in general, pills for Pesach, we're much more lenient about than cough syrups and things of the sort. But I want to reiterate that flavored pills, we would still be strict about. Vitamins is a little bit nebulous in halacha. It's a big question to what extent vitamins is really considered medicine. The commonly held approach is consult a rabbinic authority on a case-by-case basis. I mean, how would it be halacha series without saying that at least once? But I will say in general that prenatal vitamins are normally treated as very much for medicinal purposes. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.